You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to your daily dose of entertainment news on OTT Play. I'm your host Nikhil. News first from Hollywood. Get ready for an electrifying ride as Hollywood powerhouses Matt Damon and Ben Affleck join forces once more in the upcoming crime thriller R.I.P. Directed by Joe Carnahan, known for his intense and gripping films, R.I.P. promises to deliver all the action and drama we crave. This dynamic duo, who first captured our hearts with their Oscar-winning hit Good Will Hunting, are producing the film under their burgeoning company Artist Equity. Since launching in 2022, Artist Equity has made waves with hits like Air and The Greatest Love Story Never Told. As they gear up to start shooting this fall, fans can look forward to another stellar collaboration from Damon and Affleck. Next up, great news for Spaceballs fans. A sequel to the beloved 1987 sci-fi parody is officially in development at Amazon MGM Studios. Directed by Josh Greenbaum and starring Josh Gad, Spaceballs 2 will once again see Mel Brooks involved as producer. While plot details remain under wraps, fans can expect a fresh take on the classic's hilarious spoof of popular sci-fi franchisees. Despite being 97, Brooks shows no signs of slowing down, ensuring his unique comedic touch will be present. Next piece of news, Richard Linklater's upcoming film Blue Moon features an impressive cast including Ethan Hawke, Margaret Qualley, Bobby Cannavale and Andrew Scott. Set to start filming in Dublin, Ireland this summer, Blue Moon is a passion project for Linklater, focusing on the final days of songwriter Lorenz Hart. The film will explore Hart's troubled life and his relationship with collaborator Richard Rodgers, capturing the era of their iconic show tunes like My Funny Valentine. The screenplay is penned by Robert Capello, with Sony Pictures Classics acquiring the film. More Hollywood news, Will Smith's recent career resurgence continues with the success of Bad Boys Ride or Die, grossing over $100 million domestically. Following this triumph, Smith has signed on with Sony for Resistor, a sci-fi thriller based on Daniel Shure's novel Influx. The film reunites Smith with producer Todd Black, marking the collaboration since 7 Pounds and The Pursuit of Happiness. Resistor explores a physicist's struggle against a government crackdown on technological advancement, delving into a deep-seated conspiracy. Directed by Dave Wilson and scripted by Eric Singer, the project is in development, promising another compelling venture for Smith in the sci-fi genre. More news, Netflix is set to charm audiences with its new rom-com adaptation of Julia Whelan's best-selling novel My Oxford Year. Starring Sophia Carson and Corey Milchreist, the film follows Anna, played by Carson, as she pursues her dream of studying at Oxford, only to have her world turned upside down by a local played by Milchreist. Directed by BAFTA winner Leanne Morris and produced by Laura Quicksilver, the screenplay is revised by Sabian Einstein. Filming begins this summer in Dublin, promising another romantic hit from Netflix, known for its successful rom-com formula. News continues, Mel Gibson will direct Lethal Weapon 5, honoring late director Richard Donner, who helmed the first four films. Gibson will complete Donner's unfinished screenplay, ensuring the film's authenticity. Known for its blend of humor and serious themes, the series will continue this tradition in its new installment. Gibson, speaking on the Inspire Me podcast, expressed his commitment to maintaining Donner's vision while adding new elements. The Lethal Weapon series, starring Gibson and Danny Glover, has grossed over $900 million globally, and fans can expect the new film to stay true to its beloved roots. More news, David Tennant and Helen Mirren will star in Netflix's adaptation of Richard Osman's novel The Thursday Murder Club, directed by Chris Columbus. The film follows four elderly friends in a retirement village who solve cold cases for fun but must tackle a real murder. The impressive cast also includes Jonathan Pryce, Naomi Ackie, Daniel Mays, Henry Lloyd Hughes, Pierce Brosnan, Ben Kingsley and Celia Imrie. Filming begins this month, with Columbus producing alongside Jennifer Todd and others. This collaboration between Netflix and Amblin Entertainment marks another major project in their ongoing partnership. Next up, Matt Bomer and Nathan Lane are set to headline Hulu's Mid-Century Modern, a new sitcom inspired by the Golden Girls. Developed by Will and Grace creators Max Muchnick and David Cohan, the series will feature Bomer in a role reminiscent of Rose, played by Betty White, and Lane channeling Dorothy, played by Bea Arthur. Directed by James Burrows, known for his work on Cheers and Frasier, the show is set in Palm Springs. Linda Lavin joins the cast as Lane's character's mother. The series will blend classic charm with fresh comedic talent under the executive production of Ryan Murphy. Next, good news for fans of Resident Alien. NBC Universal has greenlit a fourth season of the beloved series, now making its interstellar move from SYFY to USA Network. The decision comes on the heels of a successful third season, where viewership surged by 4%, attracting a significant 18 to 49 demographic increase of 36%. Led by Alan Tudyk's stellar performance as Harry, an alien navigating human life and unexpected romances in a small Colorado town, the show's blend of humor, drama and sci-fi continues to captivate audiences. Last piece of news to wrap up, get ready for a blast from the past with Everybody Still Hates Chris, the animated sequel to the beloved sitcom Everybody Hates Chris. Chris Rock, Terry Crews and Tichina Arnold are set to reprise their roles, bringing back the comedic essence of Rock's formative years in a working-class family. Joining the cast are new faces like Tim Johnson Jr., Ozima Kaga, Terrence Little Garden High and Gunnar Sizemore. Scheduled for release on Comedy Central followed by streaming on Paramount Plus, this series promises to deliver more laughs and poignant storytelling about navigating adolescence in challenging times. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.